Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Burleson moves to second. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Wolford goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Brett scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Blackwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fitzmaurice, and towards Rojas, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Brett reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Otis reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. It's 3-1, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fitzmaurice, and towards Patek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Rice reaches second base with a double. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Carbo moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burleson. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wolford moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 2 in the game. Healy hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blackwell for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper pinch hits for Doug Griffin. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Miller moves to third. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Burleson steals second. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn is walked intentionally. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller scores. Burleson moves to third. Lynn moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Cecil Cooper now playing first base. Bob Heisa now playing second base. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Otis reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carbo moves to second. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carbo moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carbo scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Healy and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-3 in the game. Healy hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Soleta pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Tony Soleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Rojas steals second. Tony Soleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleta hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank White now playing shortstop. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Carbo hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hisa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.